There's Canada's Griffin Trio performing Beethoven as we get to the bottom of the clock. It's the Oasis, time for our look at the arts here on a Monday. This week, Canada's beloved Griffin Trio will perform Beethoven's six most celebrated piano trios in a live set of performances. These exclusive concerts will be streamed from the beautiful Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts at Queen's University in Kingston this Thursday and Friday evening at 7:30 p.m., December 10th and 11th. And yes, you get violinist Annalie Patti-Patinakoon, cellist Roman Boris, and pianist Jamie Parker, but also host Eric Friesen and Rob Capello, the author, composer, and conductor, offering insight into the pieces. Of course, this is to commemorate 250 years of Beethoven, most of the world deeming December 16th as his actual birthday. Both concerts will run approximately 2 hours and will include a 20-minute intermission where Eric and Rob will take the reins. You can order the concerts using this website, ourconcerts.live. Just look for the Griffin Trio. It's my pleasure to welcome cellist Roman Boris to the program.
Hi.
Great to be with you. Thank you for making time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's an exciting time. We've been building up this unique project for some time, and thrilled to finally be just on the eve, almost, as it were.
Now, I'll ask you the same question I've been asking all year. You have performed his music extensively. You've listened to the repertoire intensely. You've studied it. You've performed it. On this Beethoven 250 year, just thinking about the body of work, where does Beethoven take you in your mind right now?
Well, you know, for us, I mean, we sort of see him as the center of our universe. I mean, so much, you know, he came at a time of great transition, you know, and we find ourselves in such a time.
You hear that in his music.
Oh, you absolutely do.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts, you know, he studied with Haydn, was influenced by composers like Haydn and others of that time, and you hear that influence, but then you hear that genius mind of his taking, you know, the power of that influence and going beyond it. And this is something that Beethoven did throughout his career as a composer. He didn't just settle on a particular approach or a particular sort of subgenre within some genre. No, he took it all on, and it continued to evolve. And of course, you know, his personal, you know, situation. I mean, his going deaf. I mean, it essentially created this you know, atmosphere of extreme isolation for him. And, you know, there's another thing we can all relate to now. And from within that came, you know, all the music of his sort of third and final period.
Is there a heightened motivation to fully process the repertoire in a way you haven't before, some sort of spiritual push during this 250 year?
Well, there is. You know, every time we sit down to play his music, or specifically when we do these larger, comprehensive approaches, there's a sense that we're really committing all of our bandwidth, you know, to this great composer. And as we do that, I mean, the three of us feel quite unanimously about this. We're overcome with just this freshness, this genius, this sense of exploration. We're, you know, his music is so rich, and that every time we sit down, we're discovering new things, and it somehow just fundamentally encourages that. And so, of course, you know, in this year at this time, we want, you know, we're inspired to do that even more. But, you know, I mentioned that isolation that he was, you know, that was so part of his life, you know, and just the way I think that there's a lot there that perhaps a much larger audience these days might appreciate that isolation, because we're all sort of living it. And, you know, everything that we're doing these days is, you know, we're having to draw on what's within us. You know, we can't rely on interactions with other people and influences, because we just can't have them. So, and you know, at times that seems really daunting. And then you listen to Beethoven's music, and you know, the sense of possibility seems to open right in front of you. I mean, I find great sort of optimism and spirit. My spirit is very much rejuvenated as, you know, every time we sit down to rehearse and play these pieces.
If you're just joining us, cellist Roman Boris of the Griffin Trio is with us. The Griffins will perform two nights of Beethoven music beginning Thursday at 7:30 p.m. The website, ourconcerts.live, to purchase your passes to watch. Now, you were at Kerner Hall yesterday. We're going to watch you from Kingston next. Tell us about the choice of the Isabel Bader and what you have in store for each evening.
Right. Well, the Isabel Bader, Tricia Baldwin specifically, the director there, approached us back in the spring, invited us to become ensemble in residence, and that was a real lifeline that she threw out to us. We've been performing live stream concerts, broadcasting them from the center since May. This is actually our fourth. So that's why we're going there. They've got a gorgeous hall, and people can visit that online just by visiting Isabel Bader Center or Googling that. It's gorgeous Norwegian design. Beautiful. I mean, can you imagine? Days before the shutdown in March, they took delivery of a brand new German Steinway piano.
Unbelievable.
I mean, how lucky was that?
I do see occasionally, like an ensemble will come through Canada, who's, you know, international, and that'll be sometimes the only place they play.
Yeah, well, they've built up their capacity there, you know, to present. They've got a nice audience, but now, you know, they were working towards creating a digital concert hall platform there prior to COVID, and when the pandemic came, they put all of their resources behind that, invited us to be ensemble in residence and to continue to present. So we've got projects lined up for the late winter, spring, and summer, and they're encouraging us to commission and create new work. So you can imagine what a gift that is, and to have, you know, I mean, that you know, that a performing arts center is able to pivot in that way and support artists the way they are is the thing that I think most performing arts centers would like to do if they could. Not all can, but it's been a real example of a very powerfully positive response on their part. It's keeping us playing, and in this case, allowing us to connect through the live stream with communities all across North America. I mean, maybe we can talk about that a little bit.
It is beyond just Kingston, obviously. Yes, you're going to be beamed all over the world, and we're going to be able to enjoy two nights of Beethoven live stream across the
exactly.
Another
thing I thought I'd mention is that people can also just go to Griffin Trio, www.griffintrio.com. They can also buy their tickets there if that name pops into their head sooner than our concerts live.
So that's a great tip, and thank you for letting us know. That is perfect. And so if you know the Griffin Trio, just Google that, follow to the website, and purchase your tickets there. Ourconcerts.live is the other way to get in.
Exactly. And they've been our partner in the United States that have helped us. Can you imagine build this consortium of partners from Houston, Salt Lake City, Tulsa, Columbia, Maryland, Orcas Island, Washington State. We've got a festival in St. John's, Newfoundland on one end, one coast, White Rock, B.C. on the other coast.
Wow.
You know, Yellowknife and Whitehorse, and the Banff Center is involved, and Music Toronto here in Toronto, and Kingston and Chamberfest in Ottawa. I mean, 13 in total. And the significant thing about this, Mark, is that patrons are, the concert goers are being given an opportunity to actually, like, we've worked very hard with Kingston to make this an absolutely, you know, world-class broadcast. And we've, you know, we've done three prior, and the level will be really high. And so in exchange for that, we're giving people an opportunity to buy a ticket to this thing that they're going to be watching on their computer. And in doing so, they're supporting a whole ecosystem that includes not just the Griffin Trio, but the venue, you know, the people that work at the venue, the volunteers, the agents that we rely on to help us pull all of this together. And I mean, the whole entire ecosystem is being fed by this, and it feels really great to have been able to work with all of these communities to see that sense of international cooperation that has created this platform. And I think, you know, it has a lot to do with the fact that it's about Beethoven after all, and it's very inspiring to see the strengths of this great composer actually fuel an initiative like this. And yeah, we can't wait to play. We have got been rehearsing, and we've been playing this material for pretty much our very first piece that we played 27 years ago was Beethoven's Ghost.
It's been rehearsed.
Exactly.
Roman, we're out of time, but I we're just going to get to a little music here. You are
wonderful.
At the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts at Queen's University in Kingston, around the world through ourconcerts.live and through the Griffin website, of course, and Thursday, Friday evening at 7:30 p.m., celebrating 250 years of a master, of course. Roman, thank you.
You're very welcome. I appreciate this, and we look forward to seeing and feeling everybody's presence while we play from the beautiful stage at the Isabel Bader. Thank you very much.
There we go. We're going to have a look at the roads just after this.